I'm John Mink. I'm currently the Chief of Pediatric Neurology and the Frederick Horner Professor in Pediatric Neurology. I have been at the University of Rochester now for just over 15 years, and prior to that was at Washington University, which is where I did my medical and graduate school training, as well as my training in neurology and child neurology and movement disorders. Prior to moving to the University of Rochester, of course, I had heard very much about the Department of Neurology here. I was an avid reader of the textbook by Joynt and Griggs and knew very much about the research of Moxley and Griggs and Duchenne muscular dystrophy, as that was really the work that led to our standard of care for boys with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. I also knew of Rochester as the home of the Green Journal. But beyond that, I didn't really know too much about the environment here at the University of Rochester. So when Dr. Griggs called me and asked if I would come out and look at a position here, I had very little intention of actually ever moving to Rochester. But I thought it would be an interesting experience to go look, and I spent 48 hours here and came away thinking that this was not only a terrific place to be, but a place where I wanted to move for the next stage of my career. Fortunately, it didn't take too much convincing from my wife, and my children were under 5 years of age at the time, so they didn't need any convincing at all. Within a year, we had moved here to Rochester. It has been a major change in my career, in part because of the opportunities I've had to influence the development of the child neurology program here, but also to foray into clinical research in a way that I never would have done before. In fact, Birch Griggs asked me when we were negotiating my appointment here how much space I needed for my clinical trials research effort, and I told him I didn't do any clinical trials research, and his reply was, "Not yet, you don't." So he anticipated what I then came to realize was part of the culture here, and have been very happy expanding my research program into more human subjects research and clinical translational research. I've been able to maintain also a basic neuroscience research program here focused on basal ganglia and movement disorders that affect children. Perhaps one of the greatest opportunities here in Rochester has been to establish a pediatric neurology residency program and have the support of the department and the institution to recruit some outstanding young pediatric neurologists to join our faculty. When I moved here, there were four pediatric neurologists on the faculty, three of whom are still with us, and we've been able to recruit to the point where we now have 16 pediatric neurologists and a pediatric neuropsychologist, many of whom have active research programs and all of whom have outstanding general and subspecialty pediatric neurology clinical practices. My experience here in Rochester has been that this is an incredibly friendly and collegial environment, one that turns out to be pretty easy to recruit to if you can get people to come take a look. And we've benefited very greatly from that collaborative and collegial environment. I've been here now through a change in leadership from Dr. Griggs to Dr. Goldman and now Dr. Holloway, and now is to the point where I consider that this is the place where I want to finish my career. It has become my academic home, and I think a place where most of my colleagues here also view it as a tremendous academic home and a place to work and live and practice. So now on the 50th anniversary, looking back to child neurology getting its origins under the leadership of Frederick Horner, and then to Leon Epstein and some interim leadership after that, it is a pleasure and a privilege to be the division chief going into our next 50 years.